Jawless text with the voice guy. This exercise seeks to challenge you to integrate some of the feeling you've gotten from the warm-up to this point into your acting. In particular, the focus is on letting your jaw stay out of the way and encourage your tongue to do the work. For this step in the warm-up, you'll need a piece of text, preferably a memorized text, to apply the work to. I will be using a passage of Cassius's from Julius Caesar, Act 1, Scene 2, line 234. Why, man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus. I'll be using a first folio edition in the print version of the voice guy, but that's not really important. You need a text. It could be classical. It could be contemporary. This is merely what I have on hand. The speech goes something like this. Why, man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus, and we petty men walk under his huge legs and peep about to find ourselves dishonorable graves. Men at some time are masters of their fates. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. Brutus and Caesar. What should be in that Caesar? Why should that name be sounded more than yours? Write them together. Yours is as fair a name. Sound them. It doth become the mouth as well. Weigh them. It is as heavy. Conjure with them. Brutus will start a spirit as soon as Caesar. Now, in the names of all the gods at once, upon what meat does this our Caesar feed that he is grown so great? Age, thou art shamed. I'm going to stop there, because I could go on, but I don't think we need more text. Clearly, from the title of this posting, you can get a guess at what we're going for. We're going to try to speak the text as intelligibly as possible without using our jaws, or at least as little as possible. The challenge, of course, is the intelligibly part. Speaking aloud is hard enough as it is. Immobilizing your jaw in the midst of it is madness, surely. Well, agreed. It will be difficult, but the point is not to keep the strategy as a lifelong habit. No, the idea is merely to experiment with the feeling of having the jaw dropped. You may find that you can have more space in your mouth without too much effort. The first step is voweling the text. Let's focus on the vowels of the text by voweling it, at least a little, as the vowels are the most important part of any utterance. Vowels can be made with the tongue alone, so we can let the jaw hang while the tongue does its dance inside the mouth to articulate the vowels. Speaking a text with vowels only sounds rather strange, and for many people, it's a mental gymnastics routine that they find frustratingly hard to do. Go slowly, and be sure to let the sound flow from one vowel to the next without any breaks. So, in that Shakespeare text, I'm going to chunk the text up into little bits of two or three words and flow my way through the vowels like this. Why, man, he doth bestride, the narrow world, like a colossus, Now this should then be done with the whole text, chunk by chunk. And once you've worked through your text, the whole text, chunk by chunk, we put it together, flowing all the vowels of a thought onto a single breath, like this. So the first thought, why, man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus. Now, try to work your way slowly through your entire text, voweling it instead of speaking it. Think the thoughts. Speak this gibberish, thinking the words, but only saying the vowels, letting it flow out, relishing the important word vowels, and skipping lightly over the less important ones. So I'm going to do a little bit more of the text, just so you get a sense of me speaking the text, just with the vowels. I A-I-A-I-A-I-A-I-A-I-A. So that's the first seven lines of the text. It sounds like nothing to you, of course, but as I read the text, as I think the text, I make the sounds, and my jaw stays out of the way, and I focus on letting that sound pour out of me. Now we go back to the jaw. We need to try that now with an awareness of the jaw. If you need to do a little jaw shake to remember what a released jaw feels like, do that first. Think of your jaw as being very heavy, as if it were made of lead or concrete, and it was dropping toward the ground. With your imagination focused on a heavy jaw, energize your tongue and lips to articulate the vowels of your text in a focused, precise manner, so that the vowels are specific and never muddy. Remember to flow through the words as if you were speaking clearly and intelligibly, communicating the feelings behind the text. So, we go back to voweling the text with the jaw, our main focus. Why man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus. Focus on jaw. So I even put a finger on my jaw just to remind me to let my jaw be heavy. Now, time to add back the consonants. The final step here is to speak the text, quote-unquote, normally. That is, with the consonants back in. Some of the consonants will force you to close your mouth. That is, move your jaw more than others, especially S sounds. For lip consonants like P, B, M, try to leave your jaw open while your lips stretch over your teeth to close, which is tricky to do. It is possible to sound fairly normal while doing this with practice. The goal here is to practice letting the jaw go so you can more easily create more space in the mouth for sound. Opening your mouth creates a shape like a megaphone, which amplifies the sound of your voice with less effort. Once you've made it through your whole text with a released jaw, well, then try it again, but this time merely focus on the text, its ideas and emotions, and what it does to you. Is there any carryover from the jaw dropping into this exploration? Usually there's a subtle shift that occurs, where the idea of a heavier jaw becomes more part of the range of possibilities available to you. So I'm going to demonstrate a little bit of doing the beginning of the text with my jaw immobilized. Again, it won't sound great. That's not the point. It's not about sounding great. It's about changing your habit. So here I go. I don't know how clear it's going to sound. No apologies. Why man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus, and we petty men walk under his huge legs and peep about to find ourselves dishonorable graves. Men at some time are masters of their fates. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. You can hear how the S's have been affected. I tried on some of those S's to let the S be affected and leave my jaw open, and on some of the S's I tried to make a clearer S, and so I allowed my jaw to move. It's important to play, to experiment, and then go back, say the text again, and worry less about your jaw and see whether there's any carryover. Why, man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus, and we petty men walk under his huge legs and peep about to find ourselves dishonorable graves. Men, at some time, are masters of their fates. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. Play. That's the really important part of this whole thing. And that's Jawless Text.